It's the Evening Bulletin. I'm Perry Michael Simon, and I keep seeing articles all over the internet about how people are using the time that they have because they have to stay at home to bake or learn new languages or take up painting or some other noble hobby or task. I read them and I think about how I'm using my time, and I wonder how they're able to do all that because, okay, part of it is that I'm still working. And though I've always worked from home and the routine hasn't changed much since this all started, I'm probably working even more hours than before. And when I'm done, all I really want to do is eat and sleep. But it's like all the stories before this about how people binge-watch entire TV series in one shot. Who has the time? Even if you're not working and you're at home, there are other things to do, especially if you have kids. But learning a new skill? I applaud you. But I can't imagine how you'd be in the right frame of mind to do that. On one hand, it would help take your mind off all the troubles. On the other hand, nothing really does take your mind off all the troubles, especially if your situation is dire enough that it gives you enough time to learn how to, I don't know, do needlepoint or learn Esperanto. For me, when I have the time, it's hard to muster enough energy to do a jigsaw puzzle, let alone learn anything new. And I'm not especially eager to suddenly have the time to do that. You go learn how to make lobster thermidor from scratch. I'll get delivery, or I'll throw something frozen in the microwave. The end result is about the same anyway. Talk to you soon. For now, that's enough.